Shavuot Tov Mevarach, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Pesachim, Chapter 9, Mishnah 10. Shtei Chavurot, there were two groups, Shnei Arvu Pischehem, and their animals got mixed up. Their carbon Pesach was mixed up. They didn't know whose little lamb it was, or if it was both goats, which goat belonged to whom. Now, this happens before the Shechita. If it was after the Shechita, they are stuck. But before Shechita, we're going to see there's a way to solve the problem, and everyone's going to end up having a Chag Kasher V'Sameach with a Pesach, even though it might not be their original animal. The Mishnah says, how do you fix this? Elu Moshchin Lechem Echad. So one group takes one animal. Elu Moshchin Lechem Echad. The other group takes the other animal. Echad Me'elu Ba'atel Elu. And one person from group A goes over to group B. Ve'echad Me'elu Ba'atel Elu. And one group from B goes over to A. So we're going to see they're basically switching one member from the group. And this is this verbal stipulation they make. Im shelanu hu pesach hazeh, if this pesach, this animal next to us, is really our animal, our original animal, yadecha mishuchot mishalcha, then you, talking to the individual who went over to the other group, then you are withdrawing from your animal, v'nimneta al shelanu, and you're now registered on our animal. We're going to have pesach together. Ve'im shelcha hu pesach hazeh, but if this animal we're all standing by is really your animal, meaning your group, but this guy's a member of that group, yadeinu meshucha mishalanu, then we are withdrawing from our animal, v'nimneinu al shelcha, and we're joining you in your animal, this animal. So basically whatever works is everyone ends up being registered on that animal, but they do have to switch one member to go over to the other group just to make the stipulation, to make sure that everyone's getting an animal, registering on an animal. Doesn't really matter whose was whose originally. Everyone ends up with a good Pesach. And the Mishnah continues, V'chen chomesh chavirot shel chamisha chamisha. So too, if you had five groups, they all mixed up their animals. They were all, you know, you understand, if there were five lambs born in one litter, and there's no runts, then they all look pretty much, I mean, I'm not an expert in lambs, they all look pretty much the same to me if they're all born at the same time. So you've had five groups with five members each, so you'd end up in a situation where you'd have one man from each group on each animal, and basically you'd have one of each group on every single animal. V'shal asara asara, if you have 10 groups with 10 animals, with 10 members each, so they would all do this, Moshchin Lechem Echad, Mikol Chavura Chavura, you end up with one man from each group on each animal, V'chen Hem Omerim. They have to make the stipulation to everyone in that group to make it kosher, to make sure everyone's got a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. Great, let's go on to Yud Aleph, Mishnah 11. Shnayim Shenet Arvu Pizrechem. There were two men, and they were the only member on their Pesach. So it was probably a little lamb that they Mary had here. It was very little, because they thought they could eat it by himself. And they mixed them up. So what do they do? Zeh moshech lo echad. So one guy grabs one lamb. Zeh moshech lo echad. The other guy grabs the other lamb. And then they need help. Zeh memone imo echad min ashuk. And he has to go and appoint someone else from the shuk, from the market. Somebody who needs a carbon Pesach. Somebody needs to take part. Zeh memone imo echad min ashuk. And the other guy grabs another guy from the shuk. So now what we have is two people in each group. So now that they have two in each group, they can switch a member and go over to the other animal of Kachem Omrim and make a stipulation, just like we saw in the last Mishnah. If this is really my Pesach, then you're withdrawing from yours, and you come and you join me. And if this Pesach really belongs to your group, then I'm withdrawing from mine and giving it to the other guy. I'm really joining you in yours. So you see, an interesting thing is that if you're trying to solve a problem by yourself, sometimes the only way to do it is to get in some outside help, you know, get in some advice and get in people to back you up and figure, sort things out. As we know in Pirkei Avos, Tovi Mishnayim Min Echad, the way two is better than one, you know, if one guy's having a problem, is faltering, you know, you can get support from your chaverim. And that's a wonderful lesson from this Mishnah. And tomorrow we start the last chapter of Pesachim, which is actually all about the Pesach Seder. So it's amazing that they ended up with this. Yashar Koach, and be well.